Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The difference between the Mets being a team that maybe gets to where they were last year as opposed to getting past where they were last year and getting to the World Series is going to be contributions from these younger guys. I mean, you got it from Mark Vientos last year. You hope that Francisco Alvarez does it. And then you need these starting pitchers to be healthy and really good. So those are the two things. You need Senga. Give me Senga, Manaea, Peterson pitching really, really well going into the postseason and healthy. And, you know, obviously Clay Holmes has been pretty good for them as well. But those guys I trust the most. You get those guys going in the right direction, end of the season, healthy, and then just give me one of these. Give me Francisco Alvarez, Vientos, Beatty, one of these guys smacking the baseball, and then I love our chances.
All right. So their starting five is pretty set up right now. This should have been their starting five, I believe, coming out of spring training. And now whether or not you're going to get any of these other starters back for either a spot start or a spot in the bullpen. That's the other thing. You remember Tylor McGill was a bullpen arm at one point.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, there are options for David Stearns is what I'm saying. But he definitely has to find, an offensive outfielder. And I don't know if that's Jesse Winker, if that's what they're thinking, or if they're going to go all in for somebody else that could be available that could be an offensive threat. Because you can never have, as we found out in this league, like when you think about the Dodgers lineup when it's fully healthy, 1 through 9, I mean, you know, the bottom of that lineup was a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And that's what you want the Mets' bottom of the lineup to be. And, you know, if Alvarez is going to be back and he's going to do what he's going to do, he's going to hit that towards the bottom of the lineup. But, again, I just think that, you know, for me, eventually, either Vientos has got to get going here, and if Alvarez is with him, you know, the only really hole you have, if it's not those two guys, then it's Taylor in center field.
Really,
I'm like, everybody else should be okay. I mean, like, offensively, they should be okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just now that you have most of the team healthy outside of Jesse Winker, you feel like, yeah, there's not a lot of holes on this team, and that's why they were projected to be at the top of the division and back into the postseason. So, yeah, it's just, this is why I'm really, like, what is David Stearns, even though his press conference, you can't really tell from general managers' press conferences, but, I mean, if I had to make a decision and projected to the future from what he said of who's going to make a big deal or not, I would say no, probably not from
he may feel like the guys that he has on the injured list may be able to refortify or fortify the team moving forward. I mean, that would be interesting. That would be really interesting. I kind of feel like they have to do something just to pacify us as a fan base. Like, well, don't you feel like Brian Cashman's definitely got to do something? I mean, after watching this last night, and I can understand why John Boy Media and those guys were all over Aaron Boone for, you know, the intensity aspect of the Yankees. And when you watch this last night, and I know that, you know, Aaron Boone got thrown out, and I know that he was arguing balls and strikes, and rightfully so, by the way.
Yeah.
He wasn't wrong. But it's just that, you know, that's a game, like if you're a fan watching your team play that way in the field, it's like,
well, I mean, also coming off the fact that, you know, the Dodgers were going to beat the Yankees in the World Series no matter what. But
why? Because they made them throw the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, or they made them field the ball.
But that game five, is still sticking in the minds of Yankee fans, where it was like, you know, we had an opportunity to get that to game six, and we just, Aaron Judge drops the ball, obvious to play between Cole and Rizzo, and it's like, now you come back this season, and you're just, the left side of the infield is a sieve, and you have too many of these games where you feel like if you actually were a competent defensive team, you could not be four games back in the division.
And of course, Ben Rice is over at first base, and the ball finds him.
Well, yeah, I mean, and they got guys playing out of position.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they got Jazz Chisholm playing out of position. Well, they got Ben Rice playing out of position. I mean, it just doesn't, yeah. I mean, there has to be a real change in this team at the deadline if they expect to get back to where they were last year. Well, right now, I mean, they're not even close to it because they're four games back of the Blue Jays.
And watching the game last night, so the Blue Jays are running all over the base pass. They're diving in head first. I mean, I get the kind of viewpoint that certain Yankee fans would have about the intensity of your team when you're watching the other team that you're playing against and you're trying to overcome, who have overcome you, diving into, you know, headfirst into bases, making all the defensive plays, coming up with the big hits. I mean, that is a very frustrating and a very eye-opening series. Once again, this is the second series now in a row against the Toronto Blue Jays up there in Toronto, where they really haven't had a sniff.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel like the Blue Jays are in a position where like they can kind of sense that the Yankees are just sort of teetering there and they just want to push them down and kind of bury him if they can, and it feels like maybe they want it a little bit more right now. I'm Aaron Boone, I'm saying, well, how could you say that when you're not around the team? Like, he was yelling back at John Boy, I don't care what these guys say in a post-game conference. You know, I know how much these guys care, and you can't judge it by what you're watching. But then again, when you watch it, you're like, wow, I mean, this Blue Jays team is not messing around. They've got one of the best home records in baseball. And that's for a reason.
You could just see in their dugout. I mean, I know exactly. The dugout looks confident. Their dugout, like you remember Guerrero said, I'll never play for the Yankees.
Yeah.
I hate the Yankees. It's, right. It's kind of like the guy up in Toronto.
Right. Until
basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Masai Ujiri.
That's right. Yeah. And
Vladimir, what is it about Toronto hating New York?
Yeah, but then again, Vladimir Guerrero backtracked on that when he was going for his contract. It was talking about
he might the Yankees
hit. Right, exactly. So, I mean, I don't know how much he hates the Yankees or wouldn't play for the Yankees. And when he needed him for leverage, he kind of, I didn't really mean that. But, yeah, and he got his contract. So good for him. But, yeah, I don't know what it is. I mean, you know, you said it the other day. Like, the New York teams are hated by everybody. I mean, unless you're a fan of them. The Knicks became the most hated team in the NBA. The Yankees have always been that team, either love them or hate them, and that's what you get, especially teams in the AL East that have been watching the Yankees dominate for so long. Yeah, I mean, the Blue Jays have had minimal success compared to the Yankees. A lot of talk, a lot of like prospects, a lot of this team's the next team on the rise, and have never been able to do it. Well, they're in the midst of doing it right now.
They are right in the middle of it. And, you know, by watching these games, they are head and shoulders above the Yankees. I mean, it's not even close at the moment.
No, it feels like that. I mean, it feels like they are the Astros to the Yankees right now. That's what it felt like in this series.
Where would you put the Yanks right now in the American League?
Well, obviously, they're not as good as the Blue Jays. They're not as good as the Tigers, who have had their struggles recently. But still, Houston, you always got to give respect to Houston. So, I mean, I they're 4-5 range in the American League.
Which is amazing.
I mean, do you disagree? Agree?
Well, I agree with you a bit, but at the beginning of the year, they got off to a good start. Everything was playing well, and we all thought, and I'm probably guilty of this too, but you know, we always remind people it is a 162 game season, and a lot of things can happen. We all thought that the American League was going to be a cakewalk.
Well, it was last year. We had the evidence to prove that. It's not this year. The Astros are back to being a dominant force. You got a team in the division who's actually meeting expectations and actually exceeding expectations in the Blue Jays. And you got a Tigers team that was the best team in baseball until they hit this little bit of a skid and have the best pitcher in baseball in Skubal. So, yeah, I mean, there's no cakewalk anymore.
No.
Not at all. It was real easy to get to the World Series for the Yankees. They still had to win the series. They did. But this year's different kettle of fish.
What?
It's a whole different kettle of fish this year. You've heard that before, right?
Hey, I've heard kettle of fish, yeah.
A whole different kettle of fish.
Okay.
You know what we got here?
What do we got here now?
We got a horse of a different color.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not a cakewalk.
Not a cakewalk. No.
And I think the Yankee fan knows that. And the pressure mounting on Aaron Boone, mounting on Brian Cashman.
Who'll
probably just get a contract extension at the end of the year for another 50 years. Till you die contract extension. The Yankee fans, the minds will be blown.
He'll do something. He'll do something. He always does. You know that. I know that. And it's probably going to be a big thing. Whatever it is, it's going to be big. You can feel it.
You can feel it in your bones.
Yeah, because now 5 games dropping. They got to stop the drop. They got to re kind of energize the baseball team. And, I could see a couple moves being made in order to try to do that, and it will have a profound effect on the dugout, no question, especially if they go out and get the guys that, we believe that they're going after.
Well, hopefully they figure it out this weekend because they play the Phillies, and we know the Mets and the Phillies did a battle for the top spot in the NL East.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.